Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona. We're here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Question Reality Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business. Now, guests on this show are hot. We've got Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw in some entertainment attorneys around the end of the year just because. The list just continues. We have every type of person on here. You name it, we got it. If you missed any of our past shows, here are three ways that you can listen to any of our guests, okay? Number one, you can go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website, and you just do a search for our show title, which is Question Reality. Number two, go to iTunes or the Google Play Store. Oh, we're also on Stitcher.com, and we're under the podcast section. And number three, you download our free mobile app from the App Store or the Google Play Store, and you can listen to us anytime, not just me and the Question Reality Radio Show, but also any show on LA Talk Radio. We have a fantastic array of shows. It's just multiple topics. You name it, there is a show on LA Talk Radio that will be discussing that particular subject. Now, when you download the free LA Talk Radio mobile app, please make sure that you explore these other shows. We have, again, these are super fun hosts, very exciting, and they're discussing very exciting and informative topics. And there's just something for everyone, so make sure you check it out. Now, finally, if you want to refer a guest or someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with their career advice, we're looking for professionals, and we are booking for 2019 for the fall and winter. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. That is the radio station. The website is latalkradio.com. I'm sorry. Lord, I can't think. I'm just coming and gone. I've just been hitting the wild turkey hot and hard today. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com is where you go to submit to be a guest on our show, not LATalkRadio.com. And we have some great, fantastic guests that are coming up. I'm so excited about some of them. Real quick, you've got to tune in. Okay, so I'm very excited about August 18th, Bob Bergen. He is a multiple award winner in the film industry. He is the official Warner Brothers voice of Porky Pig. He does every voice for Warner Brothers for animation, film, television, you name it. He's been doing it for like 25, 30 years. He's won every award possible. And he will be bringing on with him, are you ready for this? The voice of Bart Simpson. Yes, Nancy Cartwright herself is coming on too. So you don't want to miss that show, August 18th, Bob Bergen. And you can go to his website, bobbergen.com. Bob, B-E-R-G-E-N.com. Very excited. But you know what is also exciting? The guest that's on my show today, it is this very sexy, sultry, this this girl is so, not only is she beautiful, but she is a hot singer, and she is the lead vocalist. Her name is Jackie August, and she is from the band Across the Board. This is a band, it's an award-winning band. They're alt-pop rock. They're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, formed in 2013, and Across the Board quickly gained popularity with their, they had a YouTube cover series called Pick Up and Play. And right now, it's so impressive. They have over 500 videos on YouTube. And what they did was they imprinted their, I guess, their unique and innovative musical style and videography with contemporary and classic rock songs. And they brought on local artists as guests. So isn't that a great idea? I'm telling you, anybody listening to this are like, wow, why didn't I think of that? I'm going to copy. And you should, because look where they are. You know where they are? They've already received 2 Gold Medal Global Music Awards, multiple nominations, and 4 Josie Music Awards. And as if that wasn't enough, Across the Board is also a recipient of the Indie Music Hall of Fame. And their title track off their album Sonic Boom has reached number 4 on the Canadian iTunes rock charts in September 2018. And also, we don't want to leave out, Across the Board is also a 2019 Canadian GMA Covenant Award nominee. Very exciting. We have so many questions, and I just kept writing and writing and writing and writing, and I was up to 25 questions, and I said, wait a minute, our show is not even going to go this long, so let me cut these questions in half, and now I don't know what to ask her, but let's just get her on and start talking right now. Jackie,
hey.
What the hell is going on?
Oh my God, Priscilla, thank you. That was the best intro ever. Oh.
Yay!
I don't know what's happening. Who are we talking about? Oh my God, that's us.
That's us. It was you. You're like, who won all these awards?
Who
is that me?
That? This is crazy.
Well, you deserve it. Congratulations on your recent album, right? Just dropped in March. Now, let's get this straight, because I was like, wait a minute, I'm a little confused. Okay, so I thought, did I mess up and write the wrong thing? Okay, so I thought that it was entitled Wild Ones, but then I thought, well, Wild Ones is the single on the album, but then is the album entitled Wild Ones? Why don't I just ask Jackie?
Both. A title track. So if you don't always have an album with the same name song on it. In fact, I think that's our second one. Our very first album was Jane on Fire, and the title track was Jane on Fire. That was the first one that came out from us in 2016, the first album of originals that we'd written after being a YouTube band doing covers up until then. And then this is our 5th studio album, and it is the next one that has a song on it that has the same name as the album. That's just by accident. It seems like the right thing to call the album, you know?
Yeah, I think it's great when an album is titled after one of the songs. When it gets all crazy and they name it things that don't even relate to the album, I'm like, well, I'm so confused, because I always thought if I were a musician, which I'm not, I don't do anything in music, I can't even carry a tune, but if I did, I would name my album after one of the songs. You know, I was watching Graham Norton last week, and God bless her, people are loving Taylor Swift, love her myself, do not understand what the heck the name of that album is. It's not even referencing any of her songs. So
yeah,
I was watching the interview, she's like, it doesn't reference any of my songs. I don't know how it got that way. I don't know who named it. I'm like, okay. But I love that people name their albums after it. So Wild One. So it is really gaining traction on the airwaves. And when I listen to the album, I absolutely loved a couple of the songs. As I told you earlier, my favorites were Eye of the Storm and Wild Ones, of course. Now let's talk about these 2 songs. Finally, I'm assuming this since you're the lead singer songwriter, you wrote it, but I can't absolutely be certain, so I want to know.
So Wild Ones I wrote by myself. I wrote that actually before our last album, Sonic Boom. That's been sort of a theme that I've been exploring, being able to lead a pack and being a lone wolf, but understanding you need a pack behind you. So that was what Wild Ones sort of was featuring. The other song that you like, Eye of a Storm, that was a collaborative write. The music actually was written by Darnell Toth and Matt Makarenko, who are two producers from MC2 Music Media here in Toronto. And then I wrote the lyrics for that song. So that's more of a collaborative song. And the reason that I wrote Eye of the Storm was, at the time that I wrote it, I was going through an initial diagnosis of breast cancer last summer. And it just seemed to me that I was wanting to find that eye in the storm where everything is calm and you can just take a break for a moment. So the lyrics with crawling to the eye of the storm, dancing with the eye of the storm, sort of going from trying to get there to actually being there and just relaxing. So that's that was sort of a journey. One of the more recent songs that we wrote for the album versus the very first song we wrote for the album a couple of years earlier.
Oh, I see. Now, these two songs, by the way, people, I didn't announce in the beginning of the show, but you have to stay with us the whole entire show because we're going to be playing Eye of the Storm around 5:30, and then we're going to close the show out with the title track, which is Wild One. So make sure you don't move a single inch. Now, let's recap what I said earlier. The two, and there is a question coming, but let's recap. So two Gold Medal Global Music Awards, multiple nominations, 4 Josie Awards, recipient of the Indie Music Hall of Fame. My God. Okay, so can you please tell us what is going on in your mind about your band's rise in popularity with the multiple awards nominations? And how are you all in the band riding the wave of its success?
Well, it's great for an indie band to be honored with awards. The awards tell us that somebody's liking our music and we're probably on a good track in terms of technical stuff or being modern or being on, you know, the cutting edge of writing and songwriting and production and such. But awards are like a critical acclaim that is awesome. But really, what's even more awesome are when people are downloading or streaming it or telling you it's their favorite song or singing it back to you from, you know, the club when we're on stage. Those are actually for us more, more solid indicators that people like the music. And we're not out there to get a bunch of awards. Awards are awesome. I love it when people give us awards. It makes us feel really good and special and part of the community. But I love it more when I see somebody I don't know singing back the words to my song from the audience. That's the best reward, honestly, for what we do. As what we're handling it, how we're handling it as a band, you know, we just keep working harder and harder when we see that people like our music or want more different things from us or are asking us, you know, now, will you come and play in this city? Will you come and play in that city? These kind of things motivate us to just keep doing what we're doing, which is trying to put out our best quality content on YouTube and Facebook. We do like a lot of videos. We have over 650 videos on YouTube, and to just continue to write good music, music we love. And so, you know, to that note, we just had a band retreat about a month ago out at our cottage here in Ontario at Lake Simcoe. And the whole band went out and we wrote a bunch of tunes, and then we came home and I wrote a bunch more, and we just already made selections for our next album that's coming up in 2020. And so it just keeps us going. Those kind of things, those accolades, they just keep us going. They keep us working harder. And I think that's why we reward people with anything. That's why kids get awards in school. That's why we give musicians awards. If we like what we're seeing, we reward good behavior and we just try and keep going in that direction.
Yeah, well, awards kind of cement the fact that you have reached a place where you are to be honored. So just think, if you were going for 20 years, you never won any award, you'd go, oh, I'm so sad I didn't get one little tiny award. So make sure you appreciate the awards and the accolades, because that is the way people honor you for the work you've done. So they're very, very important. It says,
and we do. We try our best to come to the award ceremonies when people give us an award. We went to Dollywood last year for the Josie Music Awards. We went to Los Angeles recently at the Grammy Museum for the Indie Music Channel Awards. We went to Edmonton for the Covenant Awards last year. So even though, you know, I was going through chemo and stuff, we just still thought it was really important that when people nominated us for these awards that we would go. We also went to our own Juno Music Awards, which are more mainstream signed bands and artists who tend to get those awards. But we thought it was important to make sure that we, you know, represented ourselves as part of that pond, you know?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. So keep getting those awards. Now, I have a question that I'm sure you get asked all the time, but since I don't see anybody asking you, I'm like, okay, it's okay to ask. Where did you, first of who and where or how did you come up with the band name Across the Board? It's a great name. I say term all the time, but
I know everybody says it. It's
good. But nobody ever thought every time about it, right? Nobody ever thought about it for me.
No. Well, I have to tell you that when we did our name search and a couple of things came up, one of them was sort of dance jazz band from the States, and another was a high school band that had taken the name Across the Board, but none of them had ever put out any music, any original music, and they weren't on Spotify or Bandcamp or anywhere. So when we sort of adopted the name Across the Board, we knew that it was ours. And it wasn't until after I saw that a couple other bands had the name, but then and I looked at what they were doing, and none of them were current. So they were sort of crossing, but none of them were on iTunes, like the sort of stuff out of Google Play. They're not real bands. They were awesome bands. They just weren't currently working. You know, they weren't
active. Yeah, they're not
original
active
songs. They weren't recording.
The name is inactive. The name is inactive. Available.
Yes. So it's inactive when it's available. The reason that we took Across the Board, not only because it's a common thing, because it is, everybody says it, and it makes me giggle when people say it. I'm like, you just said my name. I wish I could compile, like, in all the movies and interviews. Dr. Phil said it the other day, and I'm like, Dr. Phil, can you just say that again? I'll put my voice in there. The reason that we chose the name was, it was a valid reason. We were a band of YouTubers that got together and did garage jams and campfire jams and made crazy music videos once a week, twice a week. And we had like hundreds of videos out already by the time we started the band. And I looked at the people that were in our band, and at the sort of peak time of our YouTube-ness, when we had as many people in the room as we could get doing collaboration, there was a 12-year-old and there was a 62-year-old. And I was like, gosh, look at these musicians, you know, for with talents across the board. And I said Across the Board, and I'm like, that's the name of our band. And we were, before that, we were just me, my name on the channel, just my name. That was all it was. And then we're like, oh no, we'll rebrand this. We can rebrand this now. We had enough followers on YouTube that they allowed us to take a novelty name or something they called it. I forget what they call it. At the time, there were different rules. And so we just rebranded it Across the Board, and then we decided to put out our first album as Across the Board.
Well, I tell you what, girl, you're a little smarty pants, because that is a fabulous name. Now, you're a fairly new band formed in 2013. And as we've established, you've had a tremendous amount of success. So honestly, I'm sad to say it, but there are bands that have been together for 10 or more years who, unfortunately, again, breaks my little heart, haven't achieved the amount of success of you guys. So at least in the short span of just, I guess, 6 or 7 years, depending on when you got together. So what do you attribute as the sources of your musical success?
Well, I think you have to look at those bands too in a different light, because I know a lot of bands who don't have award nominations, don't have a lot of spins on Spotify or views on YouTube or likes on Facebook or followers on Instagram. But when they go and play a show, they sell out those venues that they play at because they've got an underground following. So you have to be really careful when you look at some of these bands. Twisted Sister out of New Jersey could sell out 100,000 people in a campsite, but they couldn't sell out a small club in Manhattan. It didn't make any sense because those Jersey people weren't going to cross over the bridge to go to Manhattan to watch them. Where are they going to park? Why do we have to pay a cover like that? I don't want to go to New York City. I'm not going to Manhattan. So, you know, you really have to look at these bands. But I think in terms of like success for us, it's making sure that we put our music where music is listened to. People in this day and age don't all listen to the radio. They would rather listen to shows like yours where they could pick it up online when they want and sort of like download it and listen to it when they want. Mm-hmm. They can listen to it live if they want or not. Or they can go and stream it off of Spotify at their own pleasure. Or they go to YouTube and they listen to the music there because they like to watch their music. They love to see the video that goes with it or even the lyric video that goes with it. It's just multimedia. We are so trained now to use more than just our ears. We use our eyes. We use all our senses when we listen to things and see things just because of technology. So we're all used to that. So what we've tried to do as a band is make sure that we're covering all of our bases. We've got a big team of people who are amazing that help us with social media, that help us sort of see the big picture, that also produces Nuts MC2 here in Toronto. These guys basically manage us and they are like our gurus. They send us in the right direction all the time. And then we've got, you know, the little individual things that we do as a band. We've got core band members who are always there and branded to the band. And then we've got other band members who are kind of hired guns for big shows. They might come and do some of our videos that we do online too. But we just try and sort of put ourselves everywhere where you would ever think to see, hear, feel, or encounter music. And I think you have to learn how to treat each of these differences by doing your research. Unfortunately, being a musician today is also being a business person. You can't just have great music and then fall into the world of the clouds because people are going to find you because you have great music. Those days, if they were ever here, are over. Now what you have to do is make sure that you figure out who your target audience is. I'm sure you have to think this way too as a radio host. Who's your target audience? How do we get the show to the target audience? What do you think they want to hear from us? What do we really want to give them? Can we meet in the middle? And it's like any business. You just have to treat it like that. And traditionally, musicians are not great business people. We often sign contracts that leave us out in the cold, as many movies have shown, especially over the last little while, where we've seen, you know, many bands who've just been robbed. They were big successes, you know, and then they were completely robbed of all of the fruits of their labor. And I think we just can't do that anymore. We just can't allow for that. We just can't put up with it anymore. Musicians are so used to playing for free. Like, we do it still. We do it still. And we love to do it in certain situations, charity or big events that will help us just get our message or music out. But for the most part, you know, we have to look at music as a business. And that's, I think, what maybe is a little different for us. We don't just have a plan that we're going to write a song, put it on Bandcamp or SoundCloud, and then go play a show in our local area. We love to do that. Don't get me wrong. But we want to take it to the next level. We want more people beyond. We have this beautiful thing called internet, which gives us a global audience. And all you have to do is dive inside and find them.
Well, girl, I'm telling you, you could be teaching seminars because everything you just said, I beat people over the head trying to tell them this every week, because a lot of artists, not just musicians, but this goes for actors and dancers, and they are thinking of the craft, they're thinking of the art form, and they somehow disconnect from the awareness that they are an entrepreneur and they are a business. They don't want to deal with networking or marketing or accounting or anything administrative. And I tell them, What is wrong with you? You don't have a team. You can't even afford to buy a can of tuna. I tell my friend this all the time. What are you doing? You have to learn how to deal with social media. That is a situation now that we have to deal with. You have to have a digital social media footprint. It is absolutely vital in promoting, maintaining, advancing your career in any field, not just in the arts, but specifically, I want to ask you, giving advice to aspiring musicians, just aspiring musicians, like not pros at the level where they have a team, but what would you say? How should they target their audience and promote themselves via social media?
Well, the first thing is you have to figure out who they are. You don't know yet.
And they don't know how to do that. How do they do that?
Well, it's quite simple. It's free.
And you
got it. If you got an iPhone,
you'd be surprised.
Free.
Be surprised.
So take your iPhone, put it in front of you, and record yourself playing a song, one of your original songs. And then you sign up for Twitter. That's free. You sign up for Facebook. That's free. You sign up for Instagram. Oh, that's free. You get a website at Wix. That's free. And then you spend some time looking at other artists who are about where you are but higher. They're at the next level because they're playing shows now. You see what they do. What does their website look like? What do the successful ones look like? And you emulate. You don't need a guru. You need a team. You emulate. Do your research. Go cruise around about 100 indie artists and see what their things look like. Which ones work for you? Which do you feel? Which do you don't feel? And then you make the same thing. You make a Twitter account and you tag all those people so that they start to follow you. You make an Instagram account. You go find all those same people. And then their fans will start to see you as somebody in that pond. And so you're creating a pond for yourself, whether it's local or global or doesn't matter, of people who you think you're like, that these are your colleagues. I want these people to be my colleagues. So I'm going to follow what they do, and I'm going to also push myself into that world. And it's not a fake it till you make it thing. You just put yourself into the pond and you physically start commenting on their stuff and talking to them and asking them questions. How do you make that YouTube video? And what was the lighting on that thing? And why did you pick this particular picture for Instagram? And how did you make that Facebook event pop, you know, et cetera, et cetera. How do I do a Facebook Live? If you don't want to talk to the Twitter God or the Facebook, you know, master, just talk to the artists that are in your pond that you put yourself in. Create your own pond. Then from that, you just continue to do the same. You continue to network, emulate, see what they're doing. Start tuning into people like Gary Vee. Start tuning into other gurus online. Just like listen to what they're talking about and take it in. Some of it you can throw away because it's crap, but you're going to get nuggets just from doing that on your own. I think what you think about, I don't really like social media. I'm sorry. Well, fine. I'm sorry, but that's this particular market.
Everything
I don't know
said.
How you're ever going to make it as an artist. Look at the biggest artists in the world.
Yeah.
Are using social media fiercely. They don't have the luxury of saying, I'm a social media snob, so screw off. No. Taylor Swift is a maven on social media. Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Like the Rolling Stones, they have social media. Somebody might be running it, not Mick, but whatever. They saw it as important. And I think the best thing is just follow those people who are just above where you are, see what they're doing. Then go to the next pond above them and see what they're doing. From there, you want to play some local shows. You know, you want to play something local, but you don't want to have your own show yet because nobody knows who you are.
That's
so
right.
You ask one of those artists that you started talking to, can I open, for your next show at the blah, blah, blah in whatever city?
Yeah.
Is it okay if I open for you guys? I'm going to bring my acoustic guitar and I'm going to play you four songs. And they'll say, well, what do you got? And so you have to have your little, iPhone videos to show them that you could do this, that you are an artist, you are a musician. And then you start opening for the little people in the pond that you created. And eventually some of their fans will trickle over to you and you've started your fan base.
Absolutely.
And then it grows from there.
It grows from there. I tell you, I just want to give you a tip, girl, because you, after you, if you want to take a break from music, you need to go and do a damn TED Talk. You are hot. You know your shit, girl. I'm telling you now.
Oh, my God. You know, TED Talk would be my producer, Darnell. Crazy like this. You know,
everything you're saying, it's so common sense for you and I, but you would be surprised at how many artists, you know, not just musicians, but also everybody in the artist world, actors, singers, dancers, models, musicians, they don't even know this. It's like some of them they don't want to know it. They just want to focus on their craft. So you just heard Jackie. You better listen to her. You're not going to go anywhere, and you want to be at Jackie's level, and you want to be able to have the band success. So listen to Jackie. Speaking of listening, why don't we listen to your song, girl? I can't stand it. First of all, please, I hope you are complimented by this, because I want you to be complimented by what I'm about to say. When I first listened to this song, I said, oh my gosh, she sounds just like one of my favorite singers of all time. Now, you're too young to probably, I know, but you're very smart, so you're going to know who this woman is. But this is from back in my day. I said, she sounds a little bit like my girl, Sheena Easton. Has anybody ever told you that?
I know her. Didn't she have long hair?
You're so young. I didn't think you would be like no, Sheena.
No, I was young. She had really long hair, and she was a country singer, right?
No, see? No, no, blah, see?
I don't have her.
See? Nobody knows who's your agent.
I don't know.
Okay, so she sang the title soundtrack from the James Bond album, For Your Eyes Only.
I can't sing, but for your eyes only.
And Strut Shout, Bring It Out, It's What You Want. You know, Strut Shout, she was hot back in the day. Beautiful woman, little tiny petite.
She's like from the UK though, right?
Yeah. Either Australia or England.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah, but see, I heard that.
She must have been like 80s, right?
Oh, no, she's probably like in her 60s now. Oh, but she was hot.
No,
1980s. Oh, yeah. She was huge here in the 80s. Strut and Only For You was huge. It like swept at the Grammys. Oh, it was just massive. But anyway, give her a listen to, you know, if you will, for your eyes only. And when I heard your song, Eye of the Storm, I heard a little Sheena Easton. I'm like, oh, yeah, girl. Tear it up,
Thank
Jackie.
You.
Bringing out my Sheena Easton. So without further ado.
Sorry, I didn't get the reference. I just had a conversation with somebody else about a reference.
That's all right. But you know what? I've turned you on to Sheena Easton, and you're going to look her up. That's all I can ask of you. Let's play the first song, which is called Eye of the Storm. And when we come back after listening to Eye of the Storm, we will continue with getting great advice from Jackie August. So without further ado, this is from the album Wild Ones, Eye of the Storm.
I lost the moon and the stars in these city lights. I don't know why I can't sleep at night. The stars I'm
Manager told me to tell you to make sure that when we played the song to what did she say, and I didn't do it. You were supposed to turn off your browser because it was going to cause some problems, and it did. I don't know if you heard it, but we heard you moving around in the background, and there was like some computer stuff. So that song, so when you if you listen to the recording, you're going to hear that song. We play the last song.
There's a couple people in the house that I'm trying to run away, but they keep running around me.
So just to let you know, it was unfortunately the song was, we heard all that stuff in the background. So when we it's my fault because I forgot to tell you, so I apologize. But whenever you're doing a radio interview, just for the future, never ever ever have browser on, and make sure you mute the background because it will be recorded along with the song, and then the song drops out. So the song has dropped out in and out, so you're gonna hear some stuff, just warning you, girl. Just
okay.
So when we play the last song, just make sure you just go mute. Okay, all right. So do you know what, first of all, love that song. That is going on my personal playlist, but I'm gonna actually buy it on iTunes so you can get your
daughter. Thank you.
How much do you get when somebody buys one of your songs on iTunes? How much do they take over there?
On iTunes, it's a fraction.
Oh,
they take a certain amount. But
keep asking me. I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. Like, will you ask
more than probably more than if you go ahead and just stream it from time to time. Another quarter of
they take
percentages
more. Say
of
that
pennies.
Again. Say that again. People will know.
The band will get more from purchases of downloaded stuff from iTunes, for example, or Bandcamp or wherever you can buy a track for yourself, than if you stream it. But if people stream it over and over again and it streams widely, then it's still pretty lucrative for the band.
Okay, got it. Okay, so while we were listening to your song, I got totally bombarded with people sending me messages because I ruined poor Sheena Easton's heritage. So I want to apologize, but leave me alone, people. I had to think quick when Jackie was asking me those questions. Okay, so Jackie, just to let you know, I retract the statement. Sheena Easton is a Scottish singer and not from England or Australia. Oh my gosh, I have 27 people who have attacked me about her hair. But I love Sheena, so I will never forget from now on that she was a Scottish singer. So there you go. Oh. She has a dual British American nationality. I hope you're satisfied. And Sheena, if you ever hear this, I apologize. I did not know you were from Scotland. Okay, so now we're back, Jackie. Woo! They will attack your ass in a second, won't they? Lord! Okay, so back to you. Okay, so I want to know what you've been doing this for a long time. What surprises have you had in your music career so far that you weren't expecting?
You know, when we were talking a little bit earlier about it being a business and trying to figure it out as you go, every time anything happens, it's all new. So putting out our first YouTube video and having anybody watch it was a surprise. And then seeing our first album actually in print was a surprise. Mm-hmm. And getting our first award was a surprise. The first time we were ever on FM radio was a surprise. The first time anybody ever interviewed me or reviewed our music was a huge surprise. The first time we were on TV was a surprise. The first time we ever played in front of people and they liked us was a surprise. The last time we played in front of people and they liked us was a surprise.
Surprise! You're all surprised now! Wow!
I'm surprised right now because I didn't turn the mute on my phone and I learned something about talk radio. As
see,
I'm sure your daughter and my husband are in the kitchen.
Yes.
Trying to eat burgers.
Oh, oh my gosh. No. Interviews are specifically for you in a room with nobody else there. You kick everybody else out. You
they were gone.
They came back. Oh, okay.
They were supposed to come back. And then someone all came back. I'm like, go away.
No.
Oh, and I've locked myself in the office now.
Okay. And just make sure you're right up in the mic and you're like power. You're going to power sing these words in the interview. Power sing it. Okay.
Power.
We are about to play. Can you believe this interview is like over in 5 minutes? So
I know.
Crazy. You know what?
So
you have
high
to
come energy.
Back because I only got through like 5 of the 25 questions. So now you definitely have to come back and promote a couple more songs.
I'm just happy to come talk to you about anything. You don't have to promote the music. It's just nice to talk about music.
Yeah, and I love your energy. You're so informative. I really appreciate you so much as a guest. So I wanted to let you
know. Thank you.
It would be such an honor if you ever would come back. I really would love
anytime. Anytime.
Okay.
I would love to.
So I want to talk about real quick. I understand there is lots of stuff coming up. You got some tour dates. There's an upcoming video. Ball Ones, tell me about it.
So we did a video for Wild Ones, the title track off this record that we talked about, in the bush in Ontario, where we got eaten by mosquitoes. And we were there for 8 to 10 hours. And it was crazy.
Is the bush like the bush in Australia?
No, it's forest. It's like forest in Oregon kind of forest. Mm. Or California forest.
Ah,
that kind of forest.
Okay.
So we're in the forest. We've got a generator. We're all hooked up. And it was the first time that I had let... Because remember, I was in chemo last year. And this year, I still have chemo. So I locked my hair. I went bald. And I always had long hair, as you can see in any of our pictures from the band. So I started wearing a wig for performances somewhere in, I don't know, 6 months ago. But I'm so tired of that. My hair's growing back now. I decided to just, like, wear my hair the way it is, which is about a centimeter long. So in this video is the very first time that I have my new haircut, which is very Joan Jetty and short.
Now you know who Joan Jett is. I love it. She's
Joan
she's way
heard a song about her.
Oh, I didn't know that. On which album?
Well, you don't have it yet because it's just coming out. That's another thing I was going to tell you. So we wrote a song about Joan Jett that because she's one of our inspirations. She's one of my inspirations.
Oh,
and we're going to put it on the album Wild Ones, but we needed to get some clearance because of one of the lines in the song. So we ended up getting our clearance, and now the song is going to come out as a single, but it'll still be marketed under the Wild Ones album. And we're also going to be doing a video on that one as well. So the videos are coming out this summer. We've got a tour this summer starting July 7th in Richmond Hill, which is just north of Toronto at a big city festival. And then we're going to be touring all over Toronto, our dates, all over Ontario. And then finally back in Toronto, our dates are on our website, which is acrosstheboardmusic.ca. And everybody can just go and look and see what's happening with us.
Absolutely.
Other than that, we've got, you know, videos coming in and collaborations that we do, vlogs that we do, and a great big show in October on the 11th at the Opera House in Toronto for Rock the Cure. We have a bunch of female-fronted bands. We're going to raise some money for the Canadian Cancer Society.
Oh, my God, that's such excitement going on in your life. Well, I thank you so much for coming on my show. Everybody, go to the website acrosstheboardmusic.ca, not .com. I guess CA stands for Canada. Acrosstheboardmusic.ca, Facebook, Across the Board Productions, Twitter, ATB Music Canada, Instagram, Across the Board Band, and YouTube. You definitely have to go to YouTube, ATB Music Canada, and check out those videos, because that is what made my girl Jackie August famous. Yeah. So hey, again, please feel free to contact me directly. I already requested you as a friend on Facebook and all the sites, so hit me back.
Set my connection. Absolutely.
And then you can feel free to contact me anytime you want to come on and promote the band. I would love it. And I definitely want you to come on and promote that Joan Jett song for sure.
Thank you. I would love to do that.
Thank you for coming on. Now we're going to close out the show. You've been waiting for it. You've been waiting for this song. It is Wild Ones off of the day. The album entitled Wild Ones by the gorgeous, hot, sexy Jackie August. So we're gonna, what is that? We're gonna sail you out into the sunset with the song Wild Ones. Thank you, Jackie. Say goodbye to your fans.
Thank you guys so much. Love you all, and hope to see you this summer at a concert.
Yeah! Bye!
Bye!
Take me by the hand tonight. I need to leave out of sound and out of sight. Take me, oh, do you feel the light at night? I feel it too. I need to run beneath any howl at the moon. Don't you know where the wild ones lay? Where the wild ones lay? Where the wild ones play. See myself inside of you. No need to run. Will it save you from the truth? Take me now. And will this water wash away the sins of my life? I need to run beneath it.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.